You're listening to KFSK Public Radio in Petersburg. This is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of September, the official start of fall. And I'm joined online today by Caleb Cravens, a meteorologist with the National Weather Service. Hi, Caleb.
Hi, Joe. Happy fall.
Yeah, well, it's been feeling like fall for a while and pretty soggy still in this area. What kind of numbers have you seen for central southeast recently for rainfall?
Yeah, it has been. We've had this parade of these storms that have been moving through the panhandle, and we just keep getting rain after rain after rain. And that looks to be the continuing trend for the panhandle, especially around the Petersburg area. You know, with these storms, we're getting anywhere between 1 to 2 inches with each passing storm, and that is going to be continuing. We have a strong storm moving in on Thursday, so definitely want to highlight that one. We're going to have widespread strong winds with that. Winds anywhere from 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 35 to 45 miles per hour even at times at the highest peaks. So definitely want to warn people about that one. You know, secure any kind of loose items you have outside, definitely. And then any kind of, for the mariners out there, we're looking at widespread small crafts through Frederick Sound and Sumner.
So where is that storm headed? Is that southern and central panhandle? Are we in the direct line of fire?
So the actual heart of the storm itself is actually going to be in the northeast Gulf Coast, but what's going to be giving us all the weather is going to be a frontal band that is associated with that low-pressure system, and it's going to be moving across the entire panhandle. So the entire panhandle gets to play with this one.
Okay. Well, let's talk about the breaks we get. We're enjoying a little bit of drying today. How long does that last before this storm, the next storm hits?
Yeah, so we got onshore showers today, so scattered rainfall, nothing too widespread. You may see, you know, some heavier showers here and there, but nevertheless, drier today. And then tonight, we start seeing an increase, especially late tonight, as this stronger storm moves in for Thursday morning. So by the time Thursday comes around, the rain will really be picking up, and we'll see those gusty conditions. That's going to last all day Thursday and then Friday as well. But then by the weekend, we start looking at our next chance of drying weather, especially later Saturday. During the day Saturday, we're going to probably see some more scattered showers. Saturday night, drying. And then by Sunday, we're looking pretty dry altogether. Still cloudy skies, but definitely a break from all the heavy rain.
Great to hear. So another good weekend coming up. We had a good one last weekend, which was very nice.
Yeah, I don't think this one's going to be as nice. We won't be seeing any sunshine, but we will be seeing the drying trend.
Okay, anything else to know for this week?
That's it. Just, you know, always stay up to date with our forecasts at our webpage or on our social media sites, Twitter and Facebook, as we continue to follow these parade of storms that continue to impact the Panhandle.
Thanks for the time, Caleb.
Thank you, Joe.